5 years ago, two dozen campus area bars in Madison agreed to end drink specials Friday and Saturday after 8 p.m. There was no city ordinance requiring this, but Madison officials concerned about binge drinking were putting together a plan that would have banned drink specials 7 days a week. Students claim the agreement between bars violates antitrust law and they were overcharged. However, an attorney for the Dane County Tavern League, Kevin O'Connor, insisted it was not price fixing. Rather, he told the state Supreme Court it was an effort to limit multi-shot cocktails and two-for-one drinks. Profit was not the driving force.
It's about drinks that often lead to instant intoxication and then possibly a detox run if the victim is lucky.
State law gives local authorities power to regulate alcohol sales. In this case, there is nothing yet on the books about ending campus drink specials. Kay Hunt, an attorney for the students who sued, told justices that's why the bar's voluntary agreement should be considered a violation of antitrust law. It was a deal between private parties.
The city of Madison didn't set the terms of the restrictions, their duration, they didn't provide oversight, they didn't provide enforcement.
However, lower courts found the pressure from the city was the reason for the voluntary ban on drink specials. Plaintiffs hope to get the case reinstated. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.